Well, Sybil, your wish has come true. You've been wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing.
No, that's not my wish. That is not, my wish. No, we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, and you wished it. Yeah,
I did not wish it to come true.
You put it out there.
No.
Well, it was already out there. Yeah, you didn't have anything to do with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sybil.
Happy Tuesday, Mr. Joyner.
What's the date?
Today is Tuesday, March 10th. Yes.
He made it to March 10th. J. Anthony Brown is late.
He gave it a good run.
Applause?
He gave it a good
really?
Run.
Really?
That wasn't me. That was not
there
me.
There was applause in this room. I heard it.
Let me say, for the record, that was not me applauding his lateness.
Note that it is the day after daylight savings time.
Okay.
We're all struggling a little bit.
Hates
you know
it more than anyone.
Yeah, anybody who has to get up as early as we do.
You hate it more than
He's on the West Coast. Okay. Give me some cheese.
To go with all that wine.
Give me some cheese and some crackers to go with all that wine.
Holding your boy up. That's right. That's what a good friend does. That's what a good friend does. Player comes in late.
He's gone.
It's daylight saving time.
Let me guess. Uh-huh. I jinxed him, right?
Well, you're on a roll.
You wished it, but I jinxed.
You're on a roll.
You know what got me yesterday?
What?
That Jada Pinkett Smith story. I had to take a knee. I had to take a standing eight count.
Jada announcing that she's not going to be with Gotham,
just
the TV show 24
anymore. 24 hours after I was praising her name.
Yes.
And out of nowhere, she just quits the show. She doesn't even know why she quit. I was praising her name. I was saying Jada Pinkett Smith is right up there with Taraji and Kerry Washington.
And Emmy Awards or nominations.
And Viola Davis.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. 24
she's
hours later.
Right up there. I'll be surprised if she
Fish Mooney quit.
She said, look, I appreciate you liking my TV show, and I think you are a man of great culture and a high intellect. However,
look at this.
That jinx is strong.
Look at this. Taraji is trembling in her stilettos. See, that's messed up. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. That's who we got here this morning. There's an app
for that
that will take your text messages back.
Mm-hmm.
If you figure out that you've hit send to the wrong person with the wrong message,
right.
If you figured it out in within 60 seconds,
well, there's your
that's the key right there.
That's the crucial element.
I mean, how many of us that are dumb enough to send a text message to the wrong person can figure it out in 60 seconds.
Oh. That's the problem.
You got to figure it out in 60 seconds, then the app will take it back.
But at least there's something.
Yeah.
But Snapchat, kids have Snapchat, you know, and you go and all those things disappear in a matter of seconds. But this is for older people, I think.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
But and you're used to 60 seconds in some respects anyway. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But I like the idea.
Rosie O'Donnell quit The View, and The View is doing better than ever with their ratings.
Numbers are up.
The numbers are up. She quit. The numbers go up. Brian Williams quits. The numbers go up.
Well, he didn't quit. That's not. Let's not say.
They quit him.
Well, he's on suspension.
Yeah. He's never coming back soon.
But the other important part of that story is that morale is on the rise on the set of The View.
Yeah.
Which seems to be drawing people even more. They don't necessarily just want to see the tension that was there.
Congratulations to Erykah Badu. She got a she got a role in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
An Amazon Prime instant video called Hand of God. And she's really stretching out. She plays a drug dealer.
Tom.
named Blend Master.
Tom.
All right. Huh? Erica Badu?
That might be a stretch. That might be a role.
I said it was a stretch.
No, it wasn't. What I heard was cynicism.
A real, that is a stretch. Erica Badu.
I'm just glad to see her working back in movies and television now. Because
yeah, I am too.
She's been gone way too long. And I know that people have wanted her for parts, and for whatever reason, it hasn't happened. But I'm glad to see her back doing that.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. Good for her. We're gonna have Jussie Smollett.
Uh huh.
The guy who plays Jamal.
Yeah. The son
on Empire.
Yes.
We're gonna have him on soon, aren't we?
Yeah.
They're going out on tour.
Yeah.
They got music out, of course.
Yeah.
And they're going out on tour.
They are taking this and running with it.
Hakeem and Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you saw Ellen yesterday, but he was on. Jussie Smollett was on.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And he said, there is no closet.
Well, here's the thing. He said all of this after the show, and whatever conversation he had with Ellen did not take place on television.
Oh, so the question didn't come up on the couch?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. She, was giving him an ample opportunity, and he chose not to, but the discussion that they had.
Oh, okay.
Now, what he did call her was his fashion icon.
His fashion icon?
He called Ellen his fashion icon.
Ellen? Is your fashion
an inspiration?
Icon?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So
okay.
If that was the if that was the statement, then there you go. But it did not happen. But he has said that, as you said, there is no closet. But he also said that
what?
His mother, who is very supportive and loving of him, he takes her to see the Sound of Music every year, where you have the Sound of Music sing along.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said there is no closet, and he likes the Sound of Music.
Sing along. Yeah.
You can step down. I have enough.
But I might also say that's a place that J. Anthony Brown has been known to frequent a time or two.
That has nothing to do with this this case.
All right,
has nothing
judge.
To do with this
all
case.
All right, judge. All right. That's not the issue.
That's not admissible evidence. I watch enough TV. I know how this goes.
I know you do, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, he was the second choice for that part of Jamal.
Well,
one of Diddy's sons,
right, was also
also up to it.
Diddy's son was their first choice, or may that's the word is that he may have been. Now he said yesterday, Jussie Smollett said yesterday that he had to go back 7 times during the audition process to finally get this gig. So it sounds like they were going back.
But the word is that Diddy didn't want his son to do the part because he could not own the publishing of the music.
Right.
And he didn't want his son to. He didn't want
put
his son
put some of that great Diddy music out, and because you knew where it was coming from,
he couldn't own the publisher,
right?
But he doesn't have any publisher.
In the event
he does,
but this,
and in this case, this kid has blown up
because he is a triple, quadruple, pentuple success. And because he is, he sings, he dances, he writes, he does it all.
He does it all.
Yeah.
And
he goes to the Sound of Music sing-along.
Man, I could just see Diddy's son 20 years from now when Empire's on in reruns like the Cosby Show or something. I'm Diddy's son.
Uh-huh.
That was going to be my part.
Okay.
Really?
It's your son.
I'm Diddy's son.
Uh-huh. And what's your government name? Oh, it says here Diddy's son
Diddy's
on your
son.
License. Okay. All
Diddy's right. son.
Okay.
Golly, what a...
That could have been me.
That could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
All right.
Diddy's son.
All right. No word from Jay yet. Thought it was going to come busting in.
I know.
Come in with a great
but you know
story.
He doesn't bust in like a few minutes after like some of us do. He really makes it good.
He makes an entrance.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I know.
Come on in with that good one. All right, and the first number of the cabin is coming up. Giving away the cruise, a cabin on the Fantastic Voyage presented by Ford.
Maybe that's why he's not here. Maybe he wants to get another cabin.
First number. The first number comes up after this break.